Look at 2 Kings chapter 9. And when Jehu was come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it. And she painted her face and tired her head and looked out at a window. And as Jehu entered in at the gate, she said, "Had Zimri peace who slew his master?" And he lifted up his face to the window and said, "Who is on my side? Who? Who's on my side? Are you going to follow this witch? You going to follow this sodomite, this reprobate, this lesbian, Hillary, Jezebel, whatever she is? Who's on my side? Who?" And there looked out to him two or three eunuchs. And they're like, "Yeah, we're on your side, right?" And he said, "Throw her down." So they threw her down. And some of her blood was sprinkled on the wall and on the horses, and he trod her underfoot. So she gets thrown out the window, and he just makes sure to just ride over her and step on her. He trod on her with his foot, right? Those eunuchs had more stones than today's preachers, than today's Christianity. He's not even producing testosterone. He doesn't even have that part of his anatomy. And even he had more guts than you to at least know what side to be on. I mean, look. Imagine Jehu is Pastor Roger Jimenez, right? Pastor Roger Jimenez comes riding down, "Come with me and see my zeal for the Lord," right? And he rolls up to Orlando, and he rolls up to the nightclub, and he's like, "Who's on my side?" All the fundamental Baptists are like, "Not me," right? They're not even eunuchs. These pastors, they're not sure whose side to be on. Like, they don't know whether they should side with Pastor Jehu Jimenez or whether they should side with reprobates. Like, should I side with the reprobates in Orlando or should I side with the man of God? They're like, "I don't know." And then these couple of eunuchs are like, "Well, we know. We're going to stand with the man of God. We're going to stand with the Lord." Now, look, was Jehu perfect? Jehu had problems. Jehu made mistakes. Jehu was not a perfect man at all. He's not even really considered a great role model. But right here, God said he did all this right. This stuff was right. Because he said, "Well, Jehu, you did good on this thing where you executed my judgment. So I'm going to let your children to the fourth generation sit on that throne. But because you made mistakes, it's not going to go any further than that." But today, we've got pastors that aren't even worthy to be called eunuchs. Because these eunuchs at least had more manliness and more guts to stand with the man of God.